always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The top four congressional leaders will sit down with President Biden today on the impending government shutdown and his request for billions for Ukraine, Israel, the Indo-Pacific, and the southern border. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer will be in the meeting.
The only tactic the hard right has in its playbook is to bully everyone else into submission, just like Donald Trump does. And the reason's simple. Most senators, most congressmen, Democrat and Republican, do not accept that their draconian cuts will be good for America.
U.S. forces hit missile launching sites being used by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen to attack global shipping. The Biden administration today will relist the Houthis as a global terrorist outfit. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines say they're considering appeals after a federal judge in Dallas blocked JetBlue's acquisition of Spirit. The judge says it'll reduce competition. This is ABC News. Upon further review, Uber is shutting down its alcohol delivery service.
Uber bought Drizly 3 years ago for $1.1 billion. The idea was to integrate the service with Uber Eats, the rideshare company's food delivery wing. But Drizly was the subject of a major data breach in 2020 that exposed the information of 2.5 million Drizly customers. A subsequent Federal Trade Commission investigation after Uber's acquisition found Drizly knew about a computer security flaw and did nothing to fix it. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Catch any of the Emmy Awards? Didn't think so.
It seems TV's biggest night wasn't watched by a lot of people on TV. According to the preliminary numbers from Nielsen, the 75th Emmys Monday night on Fox pulled in an average audience of just 4.3 million viewers, the smallest audience ever, and down 27% from the last show in 2022, which was the previous smallest audience on record.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senate Republicans voted to fire another one of Governor Evers's appointees Tuesday, this time Tyler Huebner of the state's Public Service Commission. Evers is appointing Christy Nieto to take his place. Senate Republicans have fired 8 of Evers' appointees since last fall. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen now.
It is ridiculous that people are attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion, but refuse to implement laws to remove guns from the hands of those who continue to shoot innocent children in schools and malls and even in faith places.
The Reverend Marcus Allen is a Baptist minister in Madison. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers lose in an upset. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had not lost to a Big Ten opponent until they faced Penn State and Kane Clary.
Shot clock down to 10, game clock at 44. Clary drives by Wall, pulls, pops, good off the glass. He has been spectacular. Penn State up 6, 34 seconds to play.
Matt LePay with the call. Clary finished with 29 points on the way to an 87-83 win for Penn State over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously the turnovers. I thought early, right from the start, we just got a little frenzied, and that gave them confidence as they were able to jump out to that lead that we can never quite get back where we felt we could get in control of it.
The Badgers host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers will be without backup outside linebacker Kingsley Enagbare after he suffered a knee injury against the Cowboys. Rookie Lucas Van Ness will have to step up as a pass rusher against the 49ers this Saturday night.
I think the more he plays, the better he gets.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few flurries in the overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with our lows approaching 5 below zero. Gusty west winds. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine or high in the upper single digits as a west breeze continues. Right now, it's 4.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, January 16th, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in on another chilly day across the state of Wisconsin. And before we go any further, Mr. Zommers, a shout out to our great marketing graphics person, Rebecca, who she got this brand new poster for those watching on the stream, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You have some artwork behind you now. How about that?
Yes, it's got the Civic Media logo. It's got a pair of headphones plugged into a phone that has the Mad Radio logo on it. It's pretty nice.
Very cool. Very cool. So thank you to Rebecca and our great marketing team, Jorge, all the other folks that made that happen. We appreciate that. For sound purposes, it helps deaden the sound in the booth, but also just kind of looks cool on the stream as well. It's a chilly day across Wisconsin. Please bundle up if you have to drive anywhere. Make sure you have an extra blanket and some water, maybe a protein bar, just in case you go off-road. And as Mom says, make sure you got at least a half a tank of gas. Better a full tank before you go out and venture anywhere. But in all seriousness, this weather below zero, exposed skin can freeze quickly. So don't spend a lot of time outside if you can at all help it. If you have to, make sure you bundle up in layers, as they say.
I need to buy gloves.
Would be a good time.
Yes.
Before it's 40 degrees next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, be careful out there, Mr. Zomer. We don't want you losing a digit.
That would not be very good for moving faders around on the board. No. I'd have to just, like, I don't know, use my pinky or something.
It's not so much we care about you. It's just we want to make sure the show goes on.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Not. We're just joking. We kid because we care. Great show for you today. Coming up at 12:30, our very own Luke Mathers will be in for a Tuesday Tangents with Luke. We will ask him a little bit about the Packer victory and what's ahead this week as the Packers go out and take on San Francisco. We have a report from a local television station in Dallas who interviewed some folks on the street right after the game.
They've got some opinions.
They're a little salty. So we'll play that and get Luke's opinion on that. We'll find out what's grinding Luke's gears this week as well. And also talk to him about our top story today, the Iowa caucuses last night. Did you watch any of the coverage last night, Mr. Zommers?
I did not.
I did. I dialed up the old CBS streaming service, and a great job last night. Major Garrett, their chief Washington correspondent, was anchoring along with Finn Gomez and some other folks as well.
and did a great job covering it. I listened to a little bit of the CNN coverage as well, because the networks, as they say, did not cover a whole lot. They had a couple of cut-ins, but I also had the football game on last night. Tampa Bay destroyed the Philadelphia Eagles. It was not even close down there in Tampa Bay last night. And I also tried to find the Emmys, the evening, the main primetime Emmy Awards were on last night. And, you know, I love a good award show. I couldn't find it for a long time. And then when I finally did, I felt kind of dumb. I couldn't find it. I was listening to Matt Nair on the air with Jane and Greg before our show, and Jane had the same problem. So I don't feel so bad because, you know, Jane's a very smart person. So, I mean, if Jane couldn't even find it, it turned out it was on Fox.
That would do it. That would do it.
And see, and it's not like Fox News. It's like the Fox network. And other than football, I don't watch a lot of programs on Fox. So I guess I just didn't see like the promos for it. So I kept going to ABC, NBC, CBS. So I'm like, where is it? And then lo and behold, it was on Fox. So I caught a little bit of that last night. Elton John, the great singer, sometimes actor, but singer Elton John became an EGOT winner last night. That stands for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
What was he missing?
He was missing the Emmy.
Ah, that surprises me.
Got an Emmy, I believe, for the live edition of his farewell tour show. And so now Elton John is an EGOT winner. So that was kind of interesting as well. But again, the big news last night, also a shout out to from Devils Advocates, Dom and Crute. They went down there to Iowa. I tuned into a little bit of Devils yesterday afternoon. I thought it was a particularly fine show. And the reason is that Crute, but Dom was there as well, but Crute did a lot of these interviews where he just sat down at literally lunch and dinner tables with real Iowans. And there was no kind of like, you know, he wasn't trying to be argumentative or anything. He let them have their say. Just asked them straight up, why are you here? Who do you plan to, would you tell us who you plan to caucus for? And then sometimes why? And I thought it was a fascinating insight by Dom and Crute to just allow us a glimpse into some of these voters in Iowa last night. I thought it was a particularly good show. So a shout out to them for going down to Dubuque last night, making the trek down there and giving us a slice of Iowans. So here's the deal. I want to put this into context today a little bit for you. We'll talk to Luke Mathers at the bottom of the hour as well, get his context and analysis. Donald Trump won last night going away. 51% of the vote. I know, huge news, right? 51% of the vote. Ron DeSantis surprised a few people because Nikki Haley had the big momentum going into the evening, according to the Des Moines Register poll. But DeSantis eked out a second place victory with 21.2%. Nikki Haley came in third at 19.1. About 1,500 votes separated DeSantis from Haley. If you add up the total number of Iowans who caucused, who voted last night, slightly over 100,000 folks. And you think, well, that's not a small number. But if you look at the population of Iowa, then compare it, not a huge number. And remember, you know, at Camp Randall Stadium on any given Saturday, about 80,000, 81,000 folks fit into Camp Randall. Go over to Ann Arbor on Saturday. The now national champion Michigan Wolverines, 100,000 people. So the Iowa caucuses last night were determined, Republican caucuses, were determined by the same number of people who sit in Michigan Stadium there in Ann Arbor on any given Saturday. So I think that's important to put into context here last night. But Trump won running away. One of the first, not the first time that any candidate has ever gotten over 50%. And the fact that DeSantis and Haley basically tied for second place, that could not be better news for Donald Trump. And here's why. What Trump is, I shouldn't say fearful of, but what his campaign doesn't want to have happen is everyone drop out except one person. And then it becomes Trump versus the other person. Because again, Trump got 51% last night, but 49% of the Iowa caucusers voted for someone other than Donald Trump. If you look ahead to New Hampshire, Nikki Haley right now in polls out there, if you want to believe the polls, with the margin of error, she could only be behind 7 points. She could be behind 13 points. We don't know. But she's getting closer to Trump. The governor out there, Chris Sununu, Republican in New Hampshire, has endorsed Nikki Haley. So what Trump doesn't want, what his campaign does not want to have happen, is just Trump versus one other person. So what would have been bad news last night for Trump is winning, but then, you know, having a close second place finisher and everybody else is far behind, and then everybody else drops out. Now, Vivek Ramaswamy, who came in a very distant fourth, he immediately capitulated last night. By the way, this thing was called, the networks called this race last night about a half an hour after the caucuses started.
Wow.
So, and this is weird, right? Because like for actual primaries where you vote versus caucusing, in primaries, the polls open at a certain time, usually whatever, 7 o'clock in the morning, and they close somewhere between 7 and 8 o'clock p.m., depending upon which state you're in. And the networks kind of have an unwritten rule they abide by where they do not call a race until the polls close because they don't want to influence what's happening at the polls. That kind of dates back to 2000 where the panhandle of Florida is in the central time zone and the rest of Florida is the eastern time zone. So on election night in 2000, when the majority of the polls closed in Florida, the network started calling the race for Al Gore. But of course, part of the panhandle was still voting for another hour. And then they reversed it. We all know what happened. Ultimately, George W. Bush won that election. But these caucuses, there's really no, they start around 7, but it's kind of like, okay, well, we're done at this caucus site. So there's really no closing time in particular for a caucus. So the networks were doing entry polls, not exit polls, not asking people how they voted on the way out, but rather how they were going to vote on the way in. And they based what they called the election at 7:30 on these entry polls last night. So the DeSantis people were furious because they're like, look, these caucuses are still going on at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and you're already calling it for Trump. And allegedly, some of the people just left the caucus because they're like, well, it's all over. It doesn't matter. And I can understand that. I would be upset if that were my candidate or if I were running. But in any event, Trump won 51%. And so now they move on to New Hampshire. And normally in the Iowa caucuses, the old line goes, there are two tickets out of Iowa, the person who won and the person who came in second place. But because DeSantis and Haley essentially statistically tied, neither one is going to drop out. They will both go on to New Hampshire to finish up with Ramaswamy. So Ramaswamy came in fourth, and before the speeches were even done, Ramaswamy suspended his campaign and endorsed Donald Trump, genuflected at the altar.
Big, really? I could never have seen that coming.
All right, big shock. I know. Also, Asa Hutchinson, the former governor of Arkansas, also suspended his campaign. He's out. To my knowledge, he has not endorsed anyone in the race. So going into New Hampshire, you have Trump, DeSantis, and Haley. So what that's going to do is it's going to split half the electorate who may be opposed to Trump, which, of course, is great news for Trump because he can keep winning with 40, 45, 50% of the vote, as long as the rest of it is split up between other people. So if you're the Trump folks, if you're a Trump campaign person, you're thrilled by these Iowa numbers. What do you think of the caucuses from last night? 844-967-2789. Give us your thoughts. 844-967-2789. We'll break down how people looked at the candidates in Iowa. What was most important as they went into caucus? We'll give you the numbers on the other side. It's the Todd Allbull Show in the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 20 now past the hour of 12 noon on Tuesday, January 16th. Mr. Zommer is on the board, taking your phone calls as well, 844-967-2789, talking about the Iowa caucuses from last night, breaking down some of the numbers, what it all means. Give us your opinion, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. According to these CBS News entrance poll last night, when asked what's most important in a candidate's quality, what quality are you looking for most in a candidate? Republicans last night in Iowa, 43% said they were looking for a candidate that shared my values. 31% said fighting for people like me. 12% has the right temperament, 12% can defeat Joe Biden. So the top value or quality of Iowa voters last night was someone who shares my values and fights for people like me. And Donald Trump won that vote. Here's the vote choice. Values were most important. The voters that said that values were most important, Donald Trump got 41% of those voters saying that values were most important. Ron DeSantis got 28, Nikki Haley 15, Ramaswamy 13. Of voters who said that temperament was the most important, Nikki Haley got 62%, Ron DeSantis 14, Trump 11, Ramaswamy 8. And voters that said defeating Joe Biden was most important to them amongst Republican Iowa voters last night, it was a tie. 39% between Trump and Haley, with DeSantis at 19%, Ramaswamy at 2%. After the results were known, later in the evening, Donald Trump went to the podium and wasted no time in once again attacking elections and spreading misinformation. I want to play you just a little bit of this to make sure we have it on the record. Here is Donald Trump after being named the winner in last night's Iowa caucuses.
On one of the Biden indictment trials, you know, I got it. This is the only person this ever happened before, but I go to a lot of courthouses because of Biden, because they're using that for election interference. And it's on things like election, and I don't know if you know, but they did polls tonight on the election of 2020. Do you believe it was honest or not? 82% said it was not. And we can't have that, Chairman. We can't have that. You can't have a situation like that. So we're going to straighten out our elections. We're going to do a lot of great things. We're going to try and go to paper ballots as soon as possible. Voter ID. One day, elections. You know, we have these.
That was part of Donald Trump last night after being named the Iowa caucus winner, giving you another statistic based on these entrance polls by both CBS News and NBC. Both did these polls. 82% of Iowa Republican caucus goers, 82% last night, did not believe the results of the 2020 election, which, of course, we know The 2020 election was, in fact, fair. It was free. It was accurate. Paul Ryan, former Republican Speaker of the House, has said it on the record. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. And Trump's own appointed judges, time and time and time again, throughout these challenges, saying it was bunk, that the 2020 elections were, in fact, accurate. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Jay in London, thanks for calling in. Your reflections from over on this side of the pond in Iowa last night.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question, my brother. How are you guys?
We're doing well. A little chilly, but doing well.
I know nothing about the caucuses, but I'm going to ask you a question about it. And then about Biden.
Sure.
It is very unfair to you because you are not a historian, isn't it?
Is what?
Are you a historian?
Well, I mean, I'm no Matt Flynn, but, you know, I follow history and study history as much as I can. What's the question, Jay?
Yeah. Biden's legacy, what is it going to be if he loses to Trump?
Well, I think that's too soon. The question, you know, what's Joe Biden's legacy if he would lose to Trump? I think that's way too soon to write that. Again, I think the point was made last night. You know, Republicans are rolling out all these polls showing that the Republican field in a hypothetical matchup is running ahead of Biden right now. But I think the point was made last night that much of the media attention has been on this Republican primary, these Republican caucuses. So there hasn't been a lot of talk between all the things that Joe Biden has done in the last 2.5-3 years. I think once you have an established candidate for the Republicans, I think it'll be Trump, and you actually have a matchup to matchup, I think it'll look a lot better. Mm-hmm. So I think it's too soon to write that, Jay, but I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stephen in Green Bay. Stephen, thanks for calling. What say you?
So I have two things. First off, you said you don't pay close attention to the Fox network, so I will tell you, I don't know if you know this, but America's Most Wanted is making a comeback.
I did see that last night during the promos during the Emmy Awards.
Yeah, so my wife is excited for that. I grew up being terrified of the world because of America's Most Wanted. But now that I'm a little older and I can understand that there are bad people everywhere, obviously, I'm excited to see what John Walsh and his son Callahan can do to bring more bad people to justice.
Sure.
Secondly, I'll say this. As far as Trump winning the Iowa caucus, we didn't really even have to have the Iowa caucus to know that Trump was going to win. Iowa is beat red as far as ideology. I am a little more surprised about how close DeSantis and Haley were in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely going to be something I'm going to want to keep my eye out. Let's be honest. I'll tell you this. You know, by past calls, I do agree with more of the left. But let's be honest. If we put a Republican up that actually had a brain and had good common sense ideas, I wouldn't be out of the realm for me to think about voting for a Republican. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the Republicans can't seem to find someone that has that. I was on board with Nikki Haley for a very short amount of time until she couldn't even answer a simple question like, what was slavery about? And then she lost me. I'm hoping that the Republicans in the near future can put someone up that will represent a large amount of Americans instead of the fringe that they're representing right now. But we'll have to sit back and see, I guess.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Stephen, in Green Bay, 844-967-2789. Remember, you could also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Now is a great time to download it. Simply go to your iPhone or Android app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up, takes less than a minute. It is free, gratis, cero dinero. It won't cost you a dime. It's what Gayle King over CBS calls a deal. Well, she says that about her own app, and we've just kind of co-opted that and stolen it. So anyway, stolen, I guess. We're going to come back and talk a little bit to our good friend Luke Mathers and colleague as well, get his takes on the Iowa caucuses. Also, we've got a great local news report from Dallas. What were Dallas fans saying after the Packers pummeled them at AT&T Stadium, Jerry's World. Come back and talk with, have that for you as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tuttle Bowl Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The top four congressional leaders will sit down with President Biden today on the impending government shutdown and his request for billions for Ukraine, Israel, the Indo-Pacific, and the southern border. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer will be in the meeting.
The only tactic the hard right has in its playbook is to bully everyone else into submission, just like Donald Trump does. And the reason's simple. Most senators, most congressmen, Democrat and Republican, do not accept that their draconian cuts will be good for America.
U.S. forces hit missile launching sites being used by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen to attack global shipping. The Biden administration today will relist the Houthis as a global terrorist outfit. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines say they're considering appeals after a federal judge in Dallas blocked JetBlue's acquisition of Spirit. The judge says it'll reduce competition. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Democratic law firm is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps. The Elias Law Group filed the case on Tuesday. They say that last month's decision to draw new legislative maps warranted another look at the state's congressional maps. Republicans currently hold six of the state's congressional seats. The court will have to move fast with just 11 months to go before the November election. Marshfield Clinic workers across Wisconsin are being furloughed. 3% of the nearly 12,000 people who work for the healthcare system have to take unpaid time off. The furloughs come after a round of budget cuts in November and after talks about a merger with Essentia Health fell through last week. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 7 for a high this afternoon, but the wind chill factor is still going to be in the teens below zero here most of the day. The coldest of the cold is gone, but it's still cold. Tonight down to 8 below. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 7 above with a chance of light snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly could. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Donald Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. It sounds like welcome to Happy Days with Todd. What was that?
Oh, it's Luke's new theme song.
Oh, Flip really? Side I didn't by know. Well, what is it?
It's called The Flip Side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Flip Side, I guess, not The Flip Side. Oh. It's just a catchy tune that I've been listening to late. And yeah, Mr. Zommer's just queued it up. I didn't even ask for it. He's
that good.
The last couple Tuesdays, that's what he's been bringing me into.
It is time once again for Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers, executive producer of Civic Media, all-around great guy and renaissance man. Luke, how are you?
I'm doing well. I did not have to make the drive to Waukesha today, so I'm a little excited that I've got not as much time on 994.
Now, Greg Bach, normal co-host engineer, well, co-host, I guess, right now, of Matt Nair on the Air with Jay Matt Nair, has been on a little vacation, so Lukester was nice enough to drive down to Waukesha in this snowstorm, and apparently Greg got delayed, and so you've been. You were there.
Oh no, he didn't get delayed.
Oh, I thought he was supposed to be back on Monday.
No. All according to plan. So, Mr. Brian Kelly filling in for Greg last Wednesday, but I had joined Shane the last couple days, Thursday, Friday, and Monday. All according to plan. That was all scheduled absence.
See, I would have. I mean, that snowstorm. Why didn't you just get a hotel? You're driving back and forth. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
I don't like to be away from my house. I guess it's an hour commute.
That's what it is. He's a newlywed. I can't be alone. I can't be away.
No. That has nothing to do with it. I just prefer. I'm a creature of habit. I don't like to stay places if I don't have to. So Jane asked that same very question. She's like, why don't you just stay in Waukesha on Friday night? Because right as we wrapped up the show, Matt and Air on Air, on Friday at noon, is when Waukesha County declared a state of emergency. And I was listening to the Todd Alba Show. As I was headed in, and I was kind of laughing at the individuals that were like, the 94 wasn't too bad. I was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, because I was cruising down the highway at a very brisk 40 miles an hour, I think, because the conditions did not allow for anybody to go the speed limit. There were several slowdowns, and it was fine, though. I mean, as long as you leave with the expectation, knowing it's going to take you a little bit longer to get where you're going to go, and everybody drives at a reasonable speed for what the conditions allow, there's still many people out on the roads. And so I braved the elements and headed home to my wife and my dog.
Well, I'm sure both the wife and the dog appreciate your loyalty.
I don't want to stay in a hotel room by myself. That doesn't sound like fun. So, right. No, I got plenty of things to do around the house, and I was grateful to be back home on Friday night once the true blizzard was setting in.
Yeah.
Cleared the driveway and everything, was ready for the cold temperatures to roll in, and boy, did they roll in.
They're a little chilly. It is chilly. It was chilly down in Iowa yesterday. Luke, your reflections on the Republican Iowa caucuses from last night. Trump wins of a 51% of the vote. And then you had DeSantis at 21.2, Haley at 19.1. We've been talking about it the first half hour, took a couple of calls. What's your knee-jerk takeaway from the Iowa caucuses?
My knee-jerk reaction is, and I don't know if this has to do with the weather or not, it very well could have correlated, but an underperformance by the former president. And I think a lot of people were talking up how he was going to just run away with it, and I get 30-point victory, that's a large victory. But as somebody that's been, one of the compelling, and I don't know all the exact numbers because I didn't get to dive into them, but one of the statistics I heard for the breakdown of who went to the caucuses yesterday in Iowa, a staggering amount of those individuals believe Trump won the 2020 election.
Let me give you the number, 82%.
82%. Mm-hmm. So to 82% of those individuals, Trump was the de facto incumbent in their mind, he won in 2020, and therefore the incumbent president in their view of the world. And he only got 51% of the vote. That's an underperformance. That is a staggering number of individuals in at least the Republican Party of Iowa that don't support the incumbent, quote unquote, Republican nominee. And so I think that's, it seems like a very large underperformance. Now, you can't beat something with nothing. And I think that the fact of who's running against him is a larger reason for why there isn't, say, one person that everybody's coalescing around to be the alternative. But huge underperformance by the former president in Iowa in a state that he could have cleaned up with 80%.
Let me give you another number. We mentioned this right before the break. According to the CBS News entrance poll last night, people who said their most important candidate quality was 43% of caucus goers last night. Republicans said they were looking for someone, they voted for someone who shared their values, 43%. 31%, someone who fights like people, for people like me, and then 12% each for has the right temperament and can defeat Joe Biden. Off the text line from Kurt in Madison, WMDX says, quote, well, now, doesn't that scream volumes about the moral makeup of Iowans? They are telling us they have the same moral makeup and ethics as that of Trump, unquote. You can text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it on your Apple or Android device. Really easy. Just hit the button, text us, or call via the Civic Media app. So, Luke, 100,000 people. Not necessarily representative of all Iowans.
Not even representative of registered Republicans in Iowa. 750,000 right. registered Republicans.
But I think it is representative. It's a slice of time of the base. These are the core of the core Republicans in Iowa, number one. And so I think it gives you kind of a peek into what the base of Iowa is. Mostly white, mostly evangelical, not representative of America as a whole. What a slice of Iowans. What's more interesting to me almost is the capitulation of people like Marco Rubio, Tom Cotton, Mike Lee of Utah yesterday. Now we have, Doug Burgum, Governor of North Dakota, Vivek Ramaswamy. I mean, all these people are lining up to capitulate nationally. I mean, people, particularly like Marco Rubio, a guy who Trump made fun of, who pounded him, and now has come around to endorse him, wants to be there early. I think that says more about the Republican psyche as a whole, the MAGA Republican Party, than the election results last night.
I think that has to say a lot more about those individuals, I think, rather than the whole.
But they wouldn't do it if they didn't think that's what their voters wanted.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to psychoanalyze Marco Rubio. I really can't get into the mind of being able to just back in 2016 endorse somebody that did belittle you throughout the entire primary process then and then get fall in line back then. So it's not shocking that that's the stance of Florida Senator Marco Rubio, but I can't get into the – I can't even begin to think how that runs, that thought process to endorse again. Maybe he just doesn't want the – a couple months of little Marco coming back because that's what he used
quite
in 2016.
Frankly, fearful. I mean, again, the violence that is the swatting, the violence. I mean, many of these elected officials are, I'm not making up a joke, they're literally fearful for their lives or their security for them or their
bomb
family.
Bomb threats were coming into the judge overseeing the civil trial of Donald Trump in New York State. And so, it's very understanding that that could absolutely play a dynamic in this as well. But it's going to be interesting to see. I have a feeling that, yes, for the primary, the results yesterday bode well for the former president, Donald Trump, to try to march back to get this nomination. I don't think those results, though, coming out of Iowa yesterday, bode well for a general election. It does not seem like if he is going to be the nominee, that is the picture it this way, Todd. If the shoe is on the other foot and Biden, who was the presumptive, say, former or he lost the previous cycle, but still presumed to be the nominee, if he had a four-way race, and he only won 50% of that vote, people would be screaming for, okay, it's time to get out of the way.
Sure.
You shouldn't be losing 40% of that vote share to two other candidates.
But of course, you're thinking like a thinking person. You know, I mean, but no, your point is well
I'm
taken.
I'm just saying, it's weird to see any spin on last night's results that think this is a runaway train for all the way through. It may be a runaway train for the primary. I'm not going to deny that. But it's not a runaway train assuming that Donald Trump is going to win in November and that he would stack up well again in a general election.
Well, we had a call from Jay in London last segment, and we talked a little bit about, you know, the fact people were making this point last night on various channels, but most of the media attention has been on this Republican caucus, Republican primary. I think we have to wait until we have a nominee for the Republican Party, most likely Donald Trump, and then let's really start comparing Joe Biden to Donald Trump. And I think you're going to see the poll numbers change at that point because, you know, there's not a lot of actual belief in some of these candidates, and some don't even believe in themselves. I'm not a big watcher of Neil Cavuto on Fox News Channel, but we have
a cut.
I
don't even know that name.
I know. You really don't know Neil Cavuto?
I don't.
Maybe if I saw the face. Oh,
then.
He was big for a long... I mean, he still is on Fox. And there was a time when he kind of made sense. He's their business guy, mainly.
Okay.
But he's also dabbles in politics as well. So here was Nikki Haley talking to Neil Cavuto on Fox News yesterday in Iowa before the caucuses. Let's find out how convicted she is about herself on Neil Cavuto, Nikki Haley.
That's our goal. That's what we're going to get done.
Governor, I know you have a very busy schedule. I talked to quite a few people in this room already, Governor, who said that if it's Donald Trump, they cannot pull the lever for him if he's the nominee. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the idea that many of your fans want you or no one?
Well, that's why we're going to win. It's because they want someone else. I mean, you go all across the state. People are tired.
You support that view. If it isn't you, it doesn't work out, and it's Donald Trump, that they're going to go elsewhere?
I mean, look, I would take Donald Trump over Joe Biden any day of the week, but I'm going to make sure we don't have that option. Everything we've done to get to this point.
So there you go. If it's not Nikki Haley, she will still capitulate and vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, and that gets it gets back to what we talked about last week with the news of Chris Christie dropping out of the race, like that not being a whole lot of news.
Yeah.
But the fact that, you know, if he were to come out and say, hey, I wage this campaign on the fact that Donald Trump cannot be president again. That is why I ran for the Republican nomination. I do not see a path for myself anymore, but I'm going to come out and support President Joe Biden. That would make news. That would be the soundbite that some of these individuals that say they are not for a second Donald Trump term need to come out. They need to make that bridge just a little bit further from where they are. You got to see Liz Cheney. She's like almost right there.
Yeah, I mean, she has said she would not vote for Donald Trump, and she has said we had the cut last week from the viewer. She said that we can survive from her standpoint as a Republican. We could survive Joe Biden's bad policies. We can't survive an assault on the Constitution.
Yeah, and so like she didn't outright come say I'm going to vote this way. But that's going to be that next little step. Like if you truly believe that. Everything lays where, like, the chips fall where they may. You got to come out and make that aspect of it too. If you truly believe the ramifications of what a second Trump term would mean for this nation,
it would not be good. I'll tell you that much right now. And I think the more that you hear this last night from Trump, we played the cut earlier, we won't play it again. On the stump line, on the stand last night, on the dais, he points out that, you know, 82% of his supporters are Iowans, Republicans, say that they still don't believe that the 2020 election was legitimate. We know that is not true, that Paul Ryan has said it was legitimate, that Trump lost. Even more importantly, Trump appointed judges time after time after time who heard the so-called evidence, threw these out, and rejected that claim.
Came to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes.
The U.S. Supreme Court that is stacked with Trump appointees.
Right.
Got thrown out.
We'll come back and talk about other things that got thrown out, like the Dallas Cowboys by the Green Bay Packers. We'll hear from them down in Dallas, and also what's grinding Luke Mathers' gears. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Luke Mathers, our executive producer here at the Big Network, is our guest as usual. Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, as a matter of fact. Mr. Sommer is on the board. Welcome your calls if you want to chat with Luke. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could also dial us up on the Civic Media app and text us there on the WMDX line. Quote, winning with, 53,000 total votes for an entire state is not the story. The story is the complete lack or suppression of voting in Iowa, unquote, talking about the Iowa caucuses last night quickly before the Packers. I think the weather, they were expecting, 140,000, 150,000 people.
200,000 is what I heard the expectation. Yeah. So it was about half of what the predicted amount of caucus goers would be, but then the severe weather essentially cutting that in half.
They should have listened to Laura Loomer. they're controlling the weather.
Oh yes, that's right. I should have listened. Clearly they did not listen to the Trumpster, Mr. Sommers. Do we have that? Here's what Trump. Did you hear this? What Trump said last week? Here, if you didn't hear it, here's the directive from the Trumpster.
Got to get out. You can't sit home. If you're sick as a dog, you say, "Darling, I gotta make it." Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it.
Even if you die voting for me, we're going to have a what's worse after the top of the hour regarding that. But right now, Luke, I want to talk about the Green Bay Packers. A great win, as heard on many of our Civic Media stations this past weekend. A big win over the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. A huge win. A blowout win that I think the final score, 48-32, didn't fully represent. No. There was some garbage time scoring there that even the announcers, it felt like they were stretching it a little bit just to be like, if they score two touchdowns in less than 4 minutes and convert the 2-point conversion on both of these, there's still a chance to tie the game before time runs out.
I didn't like them taking the foot off the gas with 6 minutes or whatever it was left. I think they should have kept the starters in their one more rotation.
Yeah, that's fair. If that's the biggest criticism that comes out of a Packers playoff game,
yes, that's the biggest criticism.
I'm all for it.
Let's go now.
You put in Clifford too soon.
Yes, that's my criticism.
Because picture this: 3 months ago, in October, when things were not looking so good for the Green Bay Packers,
not at all.
If somebody predicted that and came and told me that Clifford, the backup quarterback, was coming into the game, playoff game, they made it to the playoffs, but was coming into the game, you would have automatically assumed that Jordan Love got hurt.
Yes.
Not for taking the victory formation and a number of other snaps against the Dallas Cowboys.
I agree.
So, this was pretty good Sunday.
After the game, Dallas fans were a little salty. Here is a local news reporter with a person on the street interview outside of Jerry's World, AT&T Stadium, after the Packers and Jordan Love got it done.
Many fans say they're disgusted and want change.
We just I came there, we lost, y'all ain't nobody else, man.
Disgusted.
I am upset, you feel me? I am from Virginia. I flew all the way in today to watch this. I'm sad.
Frustrated.
We got another Romo on our hands. Choke like I'm
disappointed.
We need another quarterback, another coach, everything. It don't matter to me. It don't matter.
That's how Cowboys fans felt after watching the team implode once again in the playoffs.
We need help. We need Jesus. Yes.
Many blaming the coaches.
Mike McCarthy losing at home against the Packers.
Says a lot.
I think legacy gone, man. Like, you won a Super Bowl with the Packers, and then you go take over a new team and you lose at home against that team.
Without Aaron Rodgers.
You know,
it's embarrassing.
Others, the quarterback.
No more Dak Prescott.
ASAP, new quarterback.
Dak, get him out of here. Trey Lance, the next stud. Let's go. Let's go, Rangers.
And many fans demanding change.
12-5. Who cares when we lose like this to the freaking Packers who shouldn't even be here? It's disgusting. Let's get a real head coach. And if he can't do it for us, let's get a new quarterback. I'm tired.
Fans came from all over and dealt with the cold weather just to watch this mess.
We drove far for no reason.
Fans say they were fed up and freezing.
We're from Florida. We're freezing our
I've been here since 10, just to freeze to lose. Not worth it.
There was enough blame to go around as the Cowboys suffered one of the most embarrassing losses in the team's playoff history. And now fans are left disappointed once again. At AT&T Stadium, I'm Rebecca Lopez.
Rebecca, doing a good job. I like that.
I
like
think
that
you
report.
Enjoyed that a little bit too much. You're commiserate. You're just too happy about their sadness, Todd.
I just think it's fantastic because, you know, like I have my friend Alex who was on the show last week. I know Texas. Even Alex was sending me stuff. Just I think Michael Irving said some things like we can't play on the air, nope. but he was upset. I mean, Dallas fans have had
Jimmy
it.
Johnson in the halftime report on Fox. Apparently,
I
missed it. Oh. I didn't see it until after the fact. I was like,
I think he had some money on that game.
I'm sure there were probably a lot of people with some money on that game. This country has a unhealthy obsession with a little bit of sports betting since it's
agreed.
Been rolled back. But I'm sure that there were a lot of sports books that were very happy to take all of the bettors that were betting on Dallas winning all of their money.
All right, dealer's choice. 3 minutes left. Grind a gear or your prediction for Packers San Francisco?
We'll do... Let's do grinds of gears.
All right, what's grinding your gears?
What's grinding my gears?
Yeah, what's grinding Luke Mather's gears on this Tuesday, January 16th?
The giant mega corporations that we have that oversee our phone lines, Todd. So I switched carriers over the weekend.
Cell phone or landline?
Cell phone. All right. What?
Some people cell phone still
or
have
landline?
All right, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Aaron, do you believe he just asked that? You think I got a landline at home? Todd, hang on. Do you have a landline in your apartment?
I do not.
Okay. When was the last person that you know that was switching services still had a landline?
My mom.
Okay, my folks have... Yeah. They had me cancel there, so that was a whole thing. That was a different saga for another day.
Okay, so go ahead.
But no, I was switching from one of the major telecommunications companies to the other, and... Just six different representatives had to help me with what the salesperson who sold me the new phone insured was a 15-minute process.
Never is.
Doubled down. I was like, I really don't want this hassle. Like, I don't want to do that. It reassured me time and time again. It's a very quick process. It'll take 15 minutes.
So they tell you to switch.
Just shy of 2 hours.
You're lucky at that.
Of sitting on the phone, getting a lost service. One lady insisted that she couldn't. The third person that helped me insisted that when I got transferred to her, she could not hear me.
Yeah.
And she just hung up. She goes, I'm looking to speak with somebody, and then just click. And then after... The two major telecommunication companies were on the line. I had a... joint call between both of them confirming the number change, and it still took 40 minutes after that.
Who did you switch to?
Verizon.
U.S. Sailor, that's where it's at, baby. Back after this. Thanks, Luke Mathers. Back hour two after this.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard.